The Yoast SEO plugin really helps us writing for search and for people. And of course, what that means is we don't just want to stuff our articles with keywords that search engines pick up for to get us more traffic. We want to use relevant language that tells a story, but that also is clear enough so search engines can find our content, but it's also readable by people when they actually get to our site. So people in search, the idea is with this Yoast plugin to use concise, consistent words and language used by audiences. And that actually helps us with connecting with people, existing people and new people. And some of those new people, of course, are people that find the website through search. But it's important to use the right language. So for example, if we are writing about how certain activities can help our job search or our career, and we only say job search, but in actuality, the audience uses the term career, we might not get all the different people coming to our site that use different words for the same thing. So it's important to keep those things in mind. The Yoast SEO plugin, it's at the bottom of many websites in the editor once it's installed. If you don't have it installed, you can go directly to yoast.com/WordPress/plugins/SEO and download it from there. If you are already in your WordPress install, you can also click on plugins on the left there, click on add new, and then search for Yoast. Once you see it there, obviously on this slide right here, it says it's already installed because it's already installed. But if it wasn't, you could click on install now and install the WordPress SEO by Yoast plugin. And then it shows up in the bottom of post. So this is a look here on slide 7. This is how your editor looks like. So this, for example, is a post I did on counting calories with the MyFitnessPal app. And that's how the editor looks. And then when you scroll down, you see the Yoast SEO plugin typically right there. Of course, you can move things around nowadays. So if you like it on the top or at the bottom, or I think you can even move it over to the sidebar. So as you can see there, I pick a focus keyword or key phrase, really, keyword phrase. Counting calories is my keyword. And then Yoast analyzes what, if I do a good job, if I did a good job mentioning the keyword, if I use correct, if I use the correct language, if my sentences are easy enough for people to understand, so all those things. So once I do that, it'll tell me right there, I think that's populated live, but then save the draft, type in the meta description. Usually I say something like, this article discusses how the MyFitnessPal app makes counting calories easier. So you do want to have the keywords in there, but of course you don't necessarily need to have them first. But then once you save a draft, you can click on page analysis and it tells you what is going well and what's not going well. So one best practice for writing for search especially, you want to have 300 words at the least. And what I found actually is that if you have less than 300 words, that's usually not enough content anyways, so you really want to add some meaningful content that might be interesting for your readers. So really kind of flush it out. So even though I got 168 words in this post, it's telling me, you know, red light on that one, if you can add some things. Then the next one, you have not used your keyword, key phrase, and any subheading such as an H2 in your copy. So if possible and relevant, add subheadlines. That also makes it easier for people to actually read the article. Last I heard, only about 6% of web users actually read word for word in articles. So that also helps people with scanning and reading and comprehension. So then the reds are obviously things that should be definitely fixed. The yellows, not necessarily as bad. So the yellow here, the copy score 68.5 in the flesh reading ease test, which is considered okay to read. So I think the categories are easy to read, fairly easy to read perhaps, okay to read, and then difficult to read. I'm not sure if there's a very difficult to read. There might be. But obviously we want that to be easy to read because we want to make sure everybody understands what we're talking about. So if it says it's hard to read, it'll give us some options. It'll give us some ideas on how to make it easy to read. For example, shorter sentences. The green things are good things that are good. They're good to go. So the more green you have, the quicker you're going to get to Yoast telling you that it's a post that's good to publish. The keyword phrase appears in the URL. The image on this page contains alt tags with the target keyword. There's links. The keyword density is 1.8%, which is great. The keyword was found 3 times. So sometimes that can turn into a red when we mention the keyword too many times. Then search engines might think we're stuffing the page. So, and then, of course, here the keyword appears in the first paragraph of the copy. So if it's really about counting calories, your first paragraph should actually talk about that. So then over here on the right in the box where you can publish the post, it actually gives you a color. So SEO, it starts with red. Every post starts with red now. Yellow, I think there's a couple darker yellows in there or something like that, and then it goes to green. So you want to get to green. Now, you don't have to hit all the areas to get to green. Sometimes a post with 220 words can get to green, but you do want to try to be as friendly to search as possible.